Track 13, Celebrity Spotlight. Sadly, despite his appearance on New Faces, our very own Peter Dennington doesn't seem to have quite reached the dizzy showbiz heights of our next artist. Here's Dorothy to tell us about the girl from Tiger Bay, Shirley Bassey, written by Tim.
Something in the way he moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way he woos me. I don't want to leave him now. You know I believe in town.
Born in Splott, near Tiger Bay, that's the place in Cardiff, in 1937, this soon-to-be singer said, "Everyone told me to shut up. Even in the school choir, the teacher kept telling me to back off till I was singing in the corridor." Her father was Nigerian, and her mother was from Yorkshire. This port city attracted people from all over the world. Playing the stages at night, working in the steel mills by day, Shirley Veronica Bassey was soon noticed and picked up by Jack Hilton to perform on the London stage. One early review of her risque song Burn My Candle stated that she had nearly stopped the show with the song, which brought outraged mutters and then roars of shame-faced applause. The song was her debut single and banned by the BBC. She later recalled, "I said, 'Why are they banning it?' And my manager said, 'Well, the lyrics may have something to do with it.'" More singles followed, and her first real hit record came with The Banana Boat Song, which reached number 8 in the charts in 1957. This was a busy year for the 20-year-old girl from Tiger Bay. Appearing in Las Vegas, El Rancho Vegas, then at Ciro's on Sunset Strip in Hollywood, all of this by April, when she returned to the UK to headline in Sunday Night at the London Palladium. As I Love You hit number 1 for 4 weeks in January 1959, followed by Kiss Me, Honey, Honey, Kiss Me. Flying between the UK and America, Bassey would appear on television variety programmes such as The Ed Sullivan Show and Sunday Night at the Palladium. She became a well-known face to households in both countries. This led to her recording
Goldfinger. He's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger.
Acceptance in America was considerably helped by the enormous popularity of Goldfinger. But she had actually established herself there as early as 1961 in Cabaret in New York. Her easygoing, flirtatious manner on stage and a warmth for her audience endeared Bassey to the public, and her frequent cabaret and television appearances cemented her place in the entertainment firmament. Her success with Goldfinger led the James Bond producers to ask her to record the theme for the second outing. Bassey recorded a song for the next Bond film, Thunderball, 1965. However, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang was not used, and fellow Welsh performer Tom Jones sang the theme Thunderball. In 1971, Bassey returned to James Bond with Diamonds Are Forever and appeared on the Morecambe and Wise Christmas show.
Shirley, I'm a great fan of yours.
Oh, really?
Yes, I am.
That's marvellous.
I've got all your records, every one of your records.
Yes.
Except one.
Yes,
oh.
Except.
Yeah. Well, you see, Ern here. This is Ern.
Yes.
If you go closer to him, you'll see him better. You see, he's got all your records except this one, because on this particular one, it's... Well, Ernie, you see, he's very sensitive about the words, and
yes.
The words on this record make him cry.
Yes, they do.
Oh, well, which one of my songs makes him cry?
Hey, Big Spender. He's not too happy about
Many hit LPs and singles followed in the 70s, including Big Spender, Never, 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 Good, bad, but beautiful. Love, life and feelings. And you take my heart away. In 1978, Bassie, ever the Cardiff girl, pleaded guilty to being drunk and disorderly after shouting abuse in the street and pushing a policeman. The following year, Shirley and James Bond headed for space with Moonraker, her third theme song for the Secret Agent saga. She hosted her own television series. The final show of the first series was nominated for the Golden Rose of Montreux in 1977. The series featured guests including Neil Diamond, Michael Legrand, and the Three Degrees and Dusty Springfield, and featured Bassie in various international locations as well as in the television studio. The 80s saw a partial retirement from the screen and stage. She recorded an album of Bond themes in 1987, but was apparently unhappy with the results, so she declined to release it. Collaborations with younger pop performers led to more chart success with The Rhythm Divine, the Spanish language album La Merger, and History Repeating Itself with the Propeller Heads in 1997.
The word is about, there's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Her 60th birthday was celebrated with open-air concerts, including one in Egypt, at the site of the Sphinx and Great Pyramid. Not bad for the girl from Tiger Bay. Bassie's first marriage was to actor Kenneth Hume in 1961. The couple separated in 1964 and divorced in 1965 in the wake of Bassie's affair with actor Peter Finch. She then announced to the press that she and Finch would not be marrying, telling the press, "It simply wouldn't work out. Just know I am not ready for marriage to anyone. I feel I have to be free." She later married Sergio Novak, assistant manager of the Excelsior Hotel in Venice. With regards to her children, her daughter Sharon was born when Bassie was 17, and her father is said to be unknown, whilst her second daughter, Samantha, is said to have been the result of an affair between Bassie and actor Peter Finch. In 1994, Bassie became a Commander of the Order of the British Empire, CBE, then made a Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, DBE, on the 31st of December 1999 by Queen Elizabeth II for services to entertainment. Shirley performed at both the 50th and 60th Jubilee ceremonies for the Queen. A beloved entertainer, Dame Shirley Bassie continues to perform and, only last year, appeared at the Royal Albert Hall singing, oh yes, you've guessed it, Goldfinger and Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds are forever, sparkling around my little finger. Unlike men, the diamonds linger.
Thank you, Dorothy, and it's good to know that Shirley is still going strong.